Welcome in to the latest edition of the Believe in Texas Rangers podcast. I am your host, Wyatt Huskins, and it's a tough one today. You have to question the mental toughness of this team, unfortunately. The Rangers fall 13-6 to the rival Houston Astros at home. And what more can you really say? I've said a lot on the bullpen already, trying to find that right combination. And no matter what he tries, Bruce Bochy, he's just being let down by every single member of that pen. I guess not named Cody Bradford at this point, and he's only made two appearances since being recalled from AAA. So yeah, it's a tough time to be a Texas Rangers fan. I think up until this point, we had been pretty certain about, or at least I had been, I wouldn't say certain, but confident, right, in talking about a potential playoff matchup with X and X players against these guys, which guys are going into the rotation, which guys are going into the bullpen. At this point, it's an if we make it situation. I think this is the first time this year since April, I think 8th, that's when we took a playoff spot for the first time, I think is what I saw on X earlier today. But yeah, no, it's not good. The bullpen just keeps imploding. You can't put Aroldis Chapman, the guy that we traded Cole Reagans for, who, hey, guess what? Cole Reagans seems to be pretty good. The guy who throws 97 to 99 as a starting pitcher. You know, I understand the trade. You have questions about Cole Reagans and his health. But hindsight's 2020, right? I think at that time, Cole Reagans seems to be an expendable guy. Tried to bring him out of the bullpen. You'd think with the stuff that he is showing right now, he would have been great out of there. But the Rangers honestly just misused Cole Reagans. And now we have a guy in Aroldis Chapman who you can't play in the eighth inning or later. Potentially you can put him in the eighth. Depends on how big the lead is. But ninth inning and afterwards, it's out of the question. You just can't. You can't risk bringing Aroldis Chapman in the ninth at all. Will Smith hopefully maybe is back to being who he is. So you have one guy that's kind of trustworthy coming in the ninth inning. Chris Stratton, same. I'd put in the same boat, right? Kind of trustworthy. Not a great bullpen guy, above average, right? Probably. Cody Bradford, like I said, has given us two innings since being recalled from AAA, and he is the third name on my list. I guess fourth name that you can go to at a time in this in a major league game. The other guys, I don't know. Jose Leclerc had a great, great stretch in low leverage situations. And then he gets tossed in the ninth inning at, you know, gets a save and admits to the reporters he wasn't mentally prepared. And then now, I guess he's never mentally prepared. I'm not really sure. And then Brock Burke is hit or miss at this point. You know, he's just been struggling lately. I have faith in Brock Burke to get his stuff back. I'm a big believer in what he does. The extension on that fastball, when he's able to locate in on righties, it is pretty gross, to say the least. After that, I mean, Josh Spores was good for a while. I mean, to give up five earned, and I get it, right? The error by Corey Seager is so tough. Corey was due for one. He's been playing comparatively to where he has been in the past. Corey Seager's defense has been elevated this year. He was due for one, and it sucks that it comes in that spot, right? But it seems to be what happens to this team in the biggest moments. At the moment, and the biggest moments currently, in the biggest moments currently, we cannot seem to get it done. which is unfortunate. That's not a winning, that's not a way to win baseball games, which sucks, right? If only everybody else was losing. But hey, we find ourselves a half game up on the Blue Jays, for the last wild card spot. And we still have to play two more against the Houston Astros. And by the way, they're throwing out Framber Valdez today and Justin Verlander tomorrow. Oh, by the way, is it now? Hey, we have Nathan Eovaldi going today. That's great. He'll probably go three. And Dane Dunning can piggyback off that. And who knows? Maybe he can give us four innings. And he is his usual Dane Dunning self. Maybe Nathan Eovaldi comes and reestablishes himself, and that gets us into the eighth inning. Who knows? That would be great, but I can't speak confidently at this point anymore about this team. You know, the Rangers scored six runs yesterday, one in garbage time. But, you know, we scored five runs, all but one off of home runs yesterday. It's once again hitting with runners on, with runners in scoring position. You knew coming into the season, right? I had this team coming into this year as the last wild card spot. I went and looked at my predictions to start the season, and that's who I had. You know, you figured that Jacob deGrom at some point was going to get hurt. That just seems to be his track record. But you thought, hey, maybe this guy can give you 140 to 150 innings somewhere in that ballpark and have a Jacob deGrom season, a sub 2.5 ERA with a bunch of strikeouts. That's what you were hoping for. Like I said, you knew he was going to get hurt. You didn't know he was going to miss the rest of the season. You knew the bullpen was going to be bad coming into the season. You knew it was going to be bad. They didn't spend any resources to upgrade it except for Will Smith on a one-year, I think, what was it, $2 million signing? And then, you know, you're thrown into the situation of, oh, hey, we spent money in some places, but we didn't really do it all. And you can't do it all in one offseason, right? But you also didn't trade any guys, really, this offseason. I'm trying to rack my brain here. We signed Andrew Heaney. We signed Jacob deGrom, Will Smith, Robbie Grossman, Travis Jankowski. We didn't make any. It's tough. I mean, we trade for Jake Odorizzi, but he is hurt for the whole year. It's when you spend nothing in the offseason except for $2 million to upgrade a pen, and then you find yourself contending, and how you only spend the resources to go get two bullpen arms, one who up and down, let's just say, and the other one above average, and it's just a little frustrating when you knew this was a problem going into the season, and then at the trade deadline, you also don't address it. Really, really and truly, you don't address it like you need to. And so now we're here. And you knew you had questions about the bottom half of this lineup. You knew that Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, Nathaniel Lowe, and Adolis Garcia, and Jonah Heim. You saw Jonah Heim last year in the first half filling in for a injured Mitch Garver and really excelling and probably not stretched out right to the point that you needed him to be. He gets a little tired in the second half and falls off a little bit. And so you expected him to be good. I don't know if you expected him to be the first or to be the best catcher in the first half in the American League. Let's just say, just put that out there. I know Sean Murphy had a great first half in the NL. The best catcher in the AL, first half. And into the second half, then he gets hurt. If he doesn't get hurt, probably still. In terms statistically, I still think he is the best catcher in the AL. But in terms of statistics, still probably the number one AL catcher. Josh Jung, you expected him to be good. You did not expect him, I don't think, to be this good. Again, gets hurt. And then the question marks at the bottom of the lineup. You didn't know what you were going to get from Mitch Garver, potentially out of that DH spot. Obviously, in August, he's been great. Still dealt with the injuries in the first half. Like, we expected him to deal with injuries at some point this season before the year started. And then you had Zeke and you had Leody, two question marks, one of them much bigger than the other one, and it seems to still be a question mark. I don't know if you can really trust Leody Taveras to be your guy for a full season. I don't know if he's your fourth outfielder. He obviously has the tools to be a great player, but I don't know. You have two guys, one Wyatt Langford, who made his double A debut yesterday, unfortunately, 0-for-4. Last time I checked. You have Evan Carter in triple A right now. I don't know how much more of a leash you can give a guy like Leody Taveras. I don't know if he is consistent enough to be a everyday center fielder in the major leagues. Like I said, fourth outfielder, probably plays against lefties, even though he's a switch hitter. It's just unfortunate to see this team sort of collapse in the last month and a half of the season. You did not expect this. The Astros are obviously really good, but the Rangers once again throw away another game. I don't know how much left there is to say, really and truly. Like, I could sit here and start screaming at the microphone about how bad we've been, but who wants to hear that, right? Nobody. Least of all me. I don't want to hear myself scream, because it's really frustrating. It's frustrating to deal with as a fan, especially being after seeing, like, we saw it. I saw it. This team was good. I saw it. You can't tell me I didn't see it. I saw it. This team was good. I don't know what's happened. The mental toughness of this team right now, especially the bullpen, is weak. It is weak. For guys, that's the frustrating part, is that you address that side of the ball, or you address that side of the game with Marcus Semien, right? In terms of your offense, the mentally tough guy. He is in a tough stretch right now, a tough stretch. I think people were even booing him yesterday. Wow. First of all, wow. If you want to boo Marcus Semien, you can go ahead and leave. That's crazy to me. The guy is going to give you great seasons every year. He's going to float around. We kind of know who he is, right? At this point in his career, playing where he's playing, probably a 270 to 280 hitter with a 360 on base, and hits 25 bombs and gives you gold glove defense at second base. Come on, man. To boo him is insane to me. Marcus will get it back at some point. He's in a tough stretch right now. And then you don't address... I just don't understand. You address every part of this team, right? You get starting pitching, and you get defense, and you get offense, and then you're like, oh, hey, bullpen, sorry. I guess that is supposed to be, right, in terms of your prototypical build, of a MLB winner, of a World Series winning team, you build the bullpen last, I guess, is the mentality out of this front office. Which was what it was with JD, right? John Daniels always addressed the bullpen last. That was his MO, right? He didn't want to ever really invest on the bullpen. And in today's game, you have to. You absolutely have to. Yeah, we'll see what they do this offseason, because there's no change in it now. You are stuck with the guys you have. I don't know if you give up on Josh Spores at this point. This dude has electric stuff, honestly, like nasty stuff. It's just he half the time doesn't know where it's going, which is insane. So I don't know. What do you do with Josh Boers? Do you take a chance on a guy in AAA? Antoine Kelly's been absolutely crushing it in AA, you know? Do you just say, hey, Mark Church, hey, Chase Lee, give it a shot. Might as well, right? I don't know. That would involve roster moves that I don't know if this team is willing to make at this point. But we'll see. Desperate times, golf for desperate measures. I don't think that there's any guy out of this pen that you could say in a year or two or three from now, be like, damn, wish we still had him, you know, in the window, right? And this was supposed to, like going back to the expectations to start the year. I don't know if this was when the window starts. When we started the season, I don't know if we thought that this is when the window starts, but it certainly is now, or it was at this point. And you have to make some tough decisions in that situation. I think this is going to do it for this episode of the Believe in Texas Rangers podcast. Keeping it short to not get too frustrated halfway through the day. What am I talking about? Until next time, make it a good one.